substanceabuse.gov.
Live as we always do, we're at gooddayshow.com. Check the program out. At least you can check me out. You can't check Jennifer out. May be able to check Richie out once he turns the camera on. The Good Day program, it's Tuesday. We've had lots of things in the last 24 to 48 hours focused on the state of Arizona, the gunmen, the status of the people who are involved in all of this. We spent most of the program yesterday talking about what went on. A lot of people call, a lot of people continue to call. Some people think it's about politicians. There are a lot of people, Jennifer, pointing their finger at one side or the other, playing the blame game, which is pretty silly, frankly. A lot of people use violent language, and maybe that's what helps put people over the edge. Who knows? You spend all this time speculating. What good is coming out of this? Well, there's a national debate about why we need to have 30 bullets in a clip. That's a pretty good starting point, it seems to me. Mm-hmm. I'm somebody who belongs to the NRA. Don't waste your time calling here saying, you liberals are all the same. I'm so tired of hearing that, and I've been listening to it for years and years and years. If that's what you think, you're full of it. You don't know who I am. You don't know what I'm about. Second Amendment, all of that stuff. It is all tempered to the realities of the time. The only reason anybody wants a clip that has more than 6 or 10 rounds in it is to kill more people. That's the only reason that you have 30 clips in a magazine. So
what's
you can,
normal? Because as much as I support our amendment to bear arms, I don't have one, so I don't know.
You don't have a gun?
No.
You don't have to have a gun. I don't have a gun. I've never owned a gun.
I want one.
I learned how to shoot one. I have a license to carry a gun, but I don't have one. I don't want one.
But it seems like these guys never are getting 30 people anyway. You know what I mean? Like, they're never, it's not like
this guy got 19.
Oh, yeah. Did he really?
Glad you're up on things there, Clay. It's 10 past the hour. So anyway, I don't want to talk about this right now. I want to focus on some good things that are going on around the country.
It's Good News Week.
Things you ought to know about that get lost. Things that happen in the world, and you may not be up on them because everybody's been so focused on the... You're not going to bring the people back who are dead. You're not going to change the situation. The reality of Loeffler is that... Yeah, he goes to jail or gets the electric chair or, you know, the lawyer who's representing him try to get him off on an insanity plea, all of those things. If that happens, somebody will shoot him on the street anyway, and then the cycle will start all over again. But that's, I mean, what do you do now? It's, in fact, I say this lovingly, it's a tune-out factor because there's nothing more, in my opinion, to add to what already has been said. If there is somebody who's got something new other than listening to the story of that a-hole Phelps and his daughter, and they're going to go protest the funeral of the 9-year-old girl. You know, somebody ought to dig a hole and push those people into it. That sounds violent and unpleasant, but those people are vile. So other than that, I just thought of something that was new that we didn't know yesterday. Okay, now there's nothing new. We've covered it all. So let's find out how Michael Douglas is.
Okay.
Those of you who have been concerned.
I saw him surfing.
Yep, there is pretty good news, actually, for him. His doctor says, according to the interview that he gave, he was, I think, 4 or 5 months ago, a number of people saw the interview he gave, the undergoing treatment for throat cancer. He says to Matt Lauer, the tumor is gone. He says, I've got the big C beat. And I think the Today Show airs the interview today, as a matter of fact. Be on Dateline NBC next week. So, okay, that's good news. Everybody think that's it? Michael Douglas fans. I was watching last night. I went to bed, and I thought I was going to go to bed early or at least go to sleep early. And I then got myself into the movie that was shot in around here at the Martha Mary Chapel in Sudbury and the one of the schools here in Framingham, Matthew McConaughey and Jennifer Garner, G-A-R-N-E-R, right?
Garner, yeah, okay. Garner.
In a movie about ex-girlfriends
Ghost
and that kind of stuff.
Ghost of the,
yeah. And it was a good, kind of a cute movie. It's more interesting to see all of the shots from around Framingham and Sudbury that are part of the movie. Douglas is in it, and then it was shot in, I think, late 2009. He didn't look good. He didn't look bad, but he doesn't look powerful. He used to have that powerful presence. You know what I mean? He used to be and come across as strong, and he doesn't. And that's what years of smoking and other things will do to you. I guess that's maybe part of the lesson, at any rate. But he still is one of our better actors. That's my spin on it. Your spin, by the way, is welcome. What do you find around you today that's good? Tell me something good. Or don't bother to call. 800-510-8255.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Scram.
Verizon, Clay, announcing the arrival of the Apple iPhone, apparently.
Really?
And Best Buy says it will buy back obsolete technology from consumers. What do you make of that? Maybe you can, it sounds like I'm catching you off guard. Maybe you can do a little research on that and tell us how that actually is going to happen. How will... What are they going to buy back? How is that going to be defined? I'd be interested in knowing that.
Yeah, I'll look into that.
Thank you.
The iPhone thing's been a long time coming, so I'm surprised.
Long time coming? Yes,
yeah,
it has been.
Yeah,
a long
like
time
people have
coming.
Been talking about it for a long time. I thought it was never going to happen.
Get that, Jennifer?
I know.
Yeah. Okay.
And what's funny is that Clay's actually disappointed, aren't you, Clay?
Well, sort of. I like to keep it to myself.
What, the iPhone?
He is an Apple snob. I've called him before.
Really? You know what else is good? Tom DeLay, I can't quite figure out whether he got 5 years or 3 years.
Three, I heard.
Well, but he had two counts that they found him guilty on. One of them, the judge sentenced him to 5 years. The other one was 3 years. And they are being concurrently served. He could have gone to jail for the rest of his life. And in my opinion, that's where he belonged. One of the crookedest cons to serve as a Paul. And this son of a bee... He gets in front of the judge and doesn't, I didn't do anything wrong. That's before the judge sentences him. And he still only gives him 5 years or 3 years or whatever it is. Five and three, I think it is. But he's eligible for parole in 3 years. That's really what the bottom line is. And he is the dirtiest, slimiest, crookedest Paul that has come along for a long time.
That's somehow good news.
It is. It's good news. He's going to jail.
You know, what's funny is he did Dancing with the Stars to try to lessen his load. You think it worked?
Big phony. What do you think?
No.
800-510-8255.
My guess is no. I was
asking
you.
The only load he's got is in his pants. It's 14 past the hour on Good Day.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Epinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Would you like to own a brand new computer and improve your credit at the same time? If you have a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99, you're already approved for a brand new Dell, HP, or other name brand computer. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. New credit funding says you're approved, guaranteed, even if you have bad credit or no credit. All you need is a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99 for only 12 months. We even report on your credit, so you can help start to build or rebuild a positive rating today. Call today and we'll include a free 20-inch LCD TV and free printer with your paid purchase. That's a free LCD TV and free printer. Don't wait. Call now for your computer or wireless laptop and help build or rebuild your credit today. Call 1-800-593-3445. 1-800-593-3445. That's 1-800-593-3445. 1-800-593-3445.
I'm all about the three S's. Stock up, save money, and simplify.
Member Renee Chevalier on the Sam's Club January Stock Up event.
I stock up now and save big on the basics we use all the time. Detergent, paper towel.
Health and beauty products, too. Save over retail on brands like Tide, Bounty, and Colgate. And sample all the Sam's Club values and benefits January 12th through 25th with no membership required.
Now that's simple.
Not a member? Join at Sam's Club or samsclub.com. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
800-510-8255, the Good Day Program. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. We're now beyond the coverage, the story of what's gone on in Tucson. Get it out of our system. Go listen to the other programs if you want to get involved and dig around in that. I think that we need to give ourselves a rest. So, therefore, I have pulled out the good news. Some of you may question whether or not my news is really that that good. Here's the story of Grafton Burke.
Okay.
Found out about his death in a house fire while reading the newspaper and made it known that he's not dead. He rented a cabin in Springfield, Maine, but the place was leveled in a fire over the weekend. Firefighters the next day didn't know if he had been in the cabin or not. It was believed he and his dogs had perished in the fire. He contacted them on Monday, told them that he read about the fire in the Bangor Daily News, and he made his whereabouts known. The state fire marshal's office said the flames were so extensive, the damage so severe, they couldn't determine whether there was any human remain or canine remains in this cabin. So the good news is that he is okay. He and his family are happy to tell you, I'm fine. Hey, Ma. I'm okay. Don't worry. Hey, Dad. Everything's fine. Imagine, though, put yourself in that position. Family, friends, they read about your death in the newspaper.
That would not be. Why are you laughing about that?
Well, I'm thinking about where he was up in Maine. There's no cell phone coverage. There's no phone. This guy, you can go to places in Maine where you can actually really get lost for a day. You can go. You'd be a day away from most any means of communication, or certainly hours and hours away. I mean, there's stuff you go up above Moosehead Lake into the Monadnock region of Maine, and you can get lost. It really is. I think there are parts out in the West that you can go to as well. All right, let's see here. Hate crimes against Arab Americans decreasing steadily. Arab American Anti-Discrimination Committee says it received an average of 120 to 130 reports of ethnically related attacks. Sharp decrease from the 700 violent incidents it documented in the last couple of years. So down to about, what is that, less than 20%, 15%?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it still is higher than what happened before September 11th.
Do you think secretly they're like, oh, this takes the pressure off of them a little bit because it was just a regular old whack job guy that went crazy this time?
Oh, you're talking about it wasn't, there's no connection to the Muslim world?
Right. Do you think they're like, yay, score one at least?
Yeah, white guys won, Muslims zero. And I don't know. That's an interesting thought. As there's so much, people just are so unhappy. For a lot of reasons. There's so much anger around because of the state of the economy, people losing their jobs, losing their savings, losing their retirement. And that anger is well-founded, in a sense. Anger never really gets you too far. Sometimes if you have it, you need to express it, get it out of your system, let it go through the cork of the bottle and out. And then, you're back onto the reality of not... okay, this is terrible, but how do you fix it? That's really what you got to do. You have to fix it. And that's what's so hard for people. Here's a rookie police officer in Central Florida fired after tasering a teenager during a birthday party. The teenager asked the police officer to taser him.
Oh, no. And he did it?
The idiot did it, and then he got fired. Yeah. That's good. Good. He should have gotten fired. It's 21 after on Good Day.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
.org.
On a moonlit summer's night.
We are all about the good news. Not sure this is good or bad, but it's an interesting story. The best stories are always the stories about people, some of the people we know and some of the people we don't know. I'm guessing that you don't know Andrew Vactor, V-A-C-T-O-R. He's a 24-year-old man, lives in Illinois, can't handle listening to classical music. Because this is the second time this has happened. I remember it happening out west last year. He violated the city's noise ordinance. He's given a choice of having his fine reduced or to listen to 20 hours of classical symphonic music. He survived 15 minutes of this before he decided to pay the fine.
Really?
Yeah. That's all. 15 minutes, I'm out of here.
How much was the fine, do we know?
$160.
Wow.
I remember this story happening someplace last year, same kind of thing.
Yeah, I do too.
Wow. All right, back to the good news. Americans combining vacation time in the last 12 months with charity, 30% of those responding to a survey. You know, I like to take a survey. Sometimes you know the direct results because I think that surveys are interesting fodder for conversation. Sometimes I throw what I read into a conversation about something, but these are the direct results of this survey. And we all know that there has been more of a focus on charitable giving because most of the big charities say that their income, if that's what they call it, their contributions are down, and some dramatically so because of the economy. The reality is people don't have as much money to give. So anyway, This study suggests that people are taking part in charitable activity while they are on the road vacationing. A quarter of those who responded said that they incorporate volunteer work or will into their vacation in the next 12 months. 1,200 people were surveyed. 37% said they want to give back to the community that they visit by taking part in some sort of charitable effort.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
That is.
Yeah, that's like that's been a neat fad going on for probably the past 5 years or so.
Yeah, right, and it's getting more so because people don't have what is it the old thing about time and talent and treasure when you're giving. I remember hearing that when I went on the board of trustees at Heidelberg, and mostly it's treasure they want. But if you don't have it, you're given time, some of your talent. That could, and that's why you all have something that you're good at, and probably you all have something that you like to do without being paid. So as people find and plan their vacations, this kind of weather, with the weather, oh, my God, the weather. We have, although Richie, not as bad there as some people said, a couple of inches today.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be leaving here tomorrow to drive to you so that I'd be with you on Thursday. Looks like 14, 15 inches, at least in the offing for tomorrow morning about this time. So whether I get that far or not, it maybe I don't want to disappoint you, Rich, but I may not make it that far.
No, you'll be able to make it because I think that you'll you'll be reaching here. Well,
if I can, well, if I blow by New York by late in the afternoon, I'll be okay. If I can get around New York,
and it's going farther east.
Yeah.
Well, so I mean, as you
farther east is
You can't. Yeah, you got to come through New York though. That's
right.
The only
I do
problem.
Have to come through New York. Well, I can go around the Tappan Zee Bridge. And go out that way and
New York and
come
Philly
back
are
around
be a problem tomorrow. So, yeah, you're going to have to blow through that.
Right.
Bring a hair dryer. It'll be okay.
D.C. will be no problem, though.
Charlotte and I are going to wind our way to the West Coast, stopping at a lot of great radio stations and great communities. Hopefully we'll get to see some of you. 28 after on Good Day.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
Like to try a new Luden's Wild Honey Throat Drop?
Wow, this Luden's Wild Honey is delicious. Oh, I can almost see the bees now buzzing through the fields. Going from flower to flower, collecting the sweet nectar. Then flying back to the hive, filling it with their pure, luscious honey.
Yeah, most people just say they're good.
New Luden's Wild Honey, a luscious new way to soothe everyday throat irritation. Luden's, it still works wonders.
Fact, when pain keeps you up at night, Advil PM gives you a better night's sleep than Tylenol PM. That's because Advil PM lets you spend less time lying awake with aches and pains and helps you enjoy more time asleep. Fact, Advil PM is non-habit forming. Know the facts. When aches and pains keep you from getting the rest you need, make Advil PM your number one choice for a better night's sleep.
Brands are trademarks of their respective owners. Use as directed.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Hello. At outofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the Wild Food Experience.
I have about 15 Wild Food Guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today. Wow.
I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, January 10th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,367.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,402.91, $701.45 for a half ounce, or $350.73 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,402.91, $701.45, or $350.73.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crisis document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
Directed.
After the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Tuesday is upon us. The southern United States hit by a rare snowstorm. Atlanta got 3 inches of snow. It's not really a snowstorm.
I thought they got more than that. I thought they got like 8 inches.
No, I think you're talking about to the east of there, Richie. Parts of Georgia, Alabama, Louisiana, and Texas.
Apparently, they only
have emergency.
8 snowplows in Atlanta.
Yeah. Well, they don't know what this. It's like England and Europe. They don't have snow over there, so they don't know how to handle it when it comes. And so that's where we have Delta canceled 1,400 flights yesterday.
Wow.
Imagine.
Wow.
Well, this time of year, although it isn't just this time of year, it's through the late spring and the summer with all of the thunder and lightning storms and the tornado warnings and that kind of stuff. And it seems to always happen in the same places where there are the biggest hubs. Atlanta and Chicago.
Just to screw us up.
Dallas.
We need to get somewhere.
Yeah, right. It's pretty messy stuff. So thinking about how to get around that in terms of how I get to you, and then I'm going to go to Williamsport for Friday morning and Tiffin Saturday morning, be in Memphis at KWAM on Monday, and then down to Stevensville, Texas for Tuesday. We're going to El Paso on Wednesday, I think. Albuquerque Thursday, and into, I think, Arizona. I know we're going through Arizona. I'm not sure where. I think we'll go to Lake Havasu, on Friday. So, anyway, all this to get to know some people listening to the program across the country, see the people in the radio stations, and get my darling Charlotte back to the warm weather every time she gets out of the truck here. Not that I'm sitting here in my long johns.
Does she have long johns?
She has a sweater that she doesn't like. I will put, when she shivers sometimes again in the truck after she's been running around in the snow, because she loves to run around in the snow, but then she gets cold, so I put a sweater on her. I actually should take a picture of her, and you can see she looks so forlorn. She looks terrible in this sweater thing. So what we're trying to do here today is get around the shooting, the gun control discussions, the blame game. In fact, as a veteran of radio, my feeling is, at this point, this has become a tune-out factor. There is nothing new that you can add to the conversation, so we would hear the same calls with the same stuff that we heard yesterday, and I'm not for it. The only thing that I can exercise my disgust about is Fred Phelps and his blankety-blank daughter, go to protest.
Somebody's going to be taking them out soon.
Well, you know, that's the same thing.
Yeah,
we're talking about. They're planning on taking them out in a positive way. There are a lot of people in Tucson that are now apparently they're almost doing like it was a parade. They're building these big 8-foot angels, and they're going to surround where the funeral takes place with angels, so you can't see or hear anything. The whole area is going to be just surrounded, so they won't have any impact inside or around or distract the ability to distract these people. But it's it just tells you
who were our friends that called in a few weeks ago, the biker gang that goes to the funerals that Fred Phelps decides to picket and
fires up their bike.
They keep kind of like a buffer.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this buffer is going to be
Patriots.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Some good news. We're talking about things that are going on around us that are good. How do you view Secretary Gates outlining all these measures intending to save money, cutting personnel? Some people will probably not like that. But in general, the Pentagon, the Defense Department, biggest wasters of money, fraud, corruption, abuse in all these contracts with these contractors. And so cutting that, focusing on cutting all of that is something that is probably good, although there's still incredible amounts of money. Was it $450 million being wasted on some rocket that isn't going to be used because Obama cut the space program? So they still have to, they're required by contracts. Isn't there a buyout? Why would you spend $450 million? Maybe they can use the rocket for something else is the logistical answer you get from some of these people. But you get an idea of how much money is at stake by looking at deals like that. $450 million between now and April being spent for nothing. Because they can't use the thing because the program that it was supposed to be used for is being canceled. So getting a handle, though, at least on that sort of thing is probably good. And if you didn't hear me talk about this book, a number of people have called 800-510-8255, and I will give you, again, the underscore here. The book is called The Next Boom, What You Absolutely Positively Have to Know About the World Between Now and 2025. If you get the book, and I'm not selling the book, I've invited Jack Plunkett to come on the program, or I haven't, but, you know, the people who work on the staff.
Why do you say it like that?
Well, because I don't want to say my staff, because it kind of sounds.
You can say my staff infection.
Right. Yeah. My staff is infected. Anyway, the point is that this has extraordinarily optimistic, from this year to the year 2025, extraordinarily optimistic forecasts for what the country and the world will be going through. Part of it is based on what we see in car sales. If you look at the numbers that have just been released for the end of the year, Richie, the big three posting big gains.
Yep.
Ford, 15% increase in sales last year or the year before. GM up 6%. Chrysler, 17% jump in sales in one year.
They couldn't miss. They just
Toyota, flat.
Yeah.
And they deserve it.
Right.
They deserve to have had, you know, sort of their, what is it, handed to them?
I was just talking to my buddy who is a Chevy salesman. He's been a Chevy salesman for a long time.
Yeah.
And he does a lot of commercial sales, contractors,
commercial accounts,
construction guys come to him. They buy their trucks and stuff like that.
Right.
Best year he's ever had.
Good for him. 800-510-8255. Time for the 2020 trivia quiz. Phrases and why we use them. I have found this to be intriguing.
You love this, don't you?
I do like this. Yeah. Why do people clink their glasses before drinking a toast?
Cheers. I used to call that niching.
I don't know what it is. It's a toast. I was watching that movie last night, Richie, with Jennifer Garner and Matthew McConaughey, but the old girlfriends, ghosts of girlfriends.
Oh,
band.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of toasting going on because there's a wedding involved. And so I thought about this, and makes for a good question. What is it? 800-510-8255 for the swell Doug Steffen Prize. What is it that perhaps the better inquisitor asks, why do people clink their glasses before drinking a toast? Why? 800-510-8255. It's a pretty interesting story, actually. That's why I'm asking the question. You got the answer? You call now. And we will all have then something to talk about today other than what's going on in Tucson. And I'm sure you'd like to have a rest from that just a bit. So I'll give you the momentum. I'll give you the brass tacks. I'll give you the resources. I'll give it all.
You're such a giver.
Yeah, I am. Isn't it wonderful? Mm-hmm. It's 18 before the hour, and good day.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You can enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to GEICO. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Fact. When pain keeps you up at night, nothing is proven to get you to sleep faster than Advil PM liquid gels. Fact. Advil PM liquid gels are the only liquid-filled capsules created just for nighttime pain. Fact. Advil PM liquid gels rush liquid fast relief to ease your pain and help you fall asleep fast. The facts say it all. When pain keeps you from getting to sleep fast, make Advil PM liquid gels your number one choice.
Comparisons based on OTC nighttime pain relievers. Use as directed.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know. Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
You may have spotted Fiats in classic European movies, but the sporty Italian brand hasn't been seen in the U.S. for decades. Now a contemporary version of the Fiat 500 is available nationwide as part of Chrysler's new product lineup. Adapted for North American roads, the 2012 Fiat is one of the most fuel-efficient cars around, expected to get about 40 miles per gallon and loaded with advanced interactive technology. While the smart-looking compact personifies Italian style, it's designed to allow owners to express their own individuality, as Laura Suave, CEO of Fiat North America, explains.
This vehicle can be built over a half a million different ways. We have 14 exterior colors, 14 different interior color combinations, graphic packages, tons of options. So it's just a lot of fun that you can have when building your car.
There are three Fiat 500 models to choose from. With its state-of-the-art technology and savvy innovations, it looks like this long-established Italian brand is geared up for a new generation of Americans. For more information, visit www.fiatusa.com. I'm Bobby Owens.
800-510-8255. Let's see here. Clinking your glasses before drinking a toast. Let's see if we can figure out why that is.
This is a good one. I haven't got this.
Jim, let's try you first, see if you have the essence of the reason that we clink our glasses in terms of historical perspective. Good morning. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning, Doug.
Hi.
I think it's the connection of energy of a moment. It's like taking a picture without a camera.
Huh.
It lasts forever.
Well, that may be interpretation of the modern day reason for doing it, but I'm looking at a historical perspective of this and where it started, and unfortunately you're explaining why we do it today, and what I'm more interested in is where the tradition came from. Thank you for the call, however. Steve in Wisconsin, hi.
Hi.
So what do you think is the reason that what's the historical reason we clink our glasses?
Okay, the historical reason why we clink glasses is because in the old
There he is.
Are you there? Oh, we got a bad cell. Steve.
No,
he doesn't know he's got a bad cell.
And still a little of their drinking.
Richie.
Oh, it sounded so good.
Yeah, it did. We want to try? I think he's got it, and I don't want to not have him get credit.
Yeah, one more time. Try.
Let me try one more time. All right. Steve, you there?
I'm here.
All right. Well, you have a very bad cell connection, so we heard one in about four words.
But it sounded good.
We were impressed enough to put you on hold so that if you stop the car, stop right where you are. And how'd you like that sound effect? Pretty good, huh?
Very good. Yeah.
That was
yeah.
Nice.
Tell us now. Are you in a good? Let me hear you and see how strong you are.
Okay, it's for poisoning. The kings did want to be poisoned, so they clinked glasses to spill their drink into their partner's drink, and it was an old tradition that started by kings that were concerned about being poisoned.
I like that.
To prove to a guest that a drink was safe. The custom, as Steve suggests, was for a guest to pour some of his drink into the glass of the host and others who were around the table. And then they would drink everything at once. When the guest trusted the host, he would touch or clink the host glass to his own and make sure there was something that spilled from one glass into the other. That's what Steve is telling us, and that is what is correct. How about them apples? Richie, when I toast to you, you got to make sure that whatever is in your glass spills into mine and vice versa. All right?
Get him schnockered, Rich. Yeah,
I got bad news for you.
What's that, Richie?
Michael just snoped you.
He snoped me?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Tell Michael he can take it and you know what he can do with it. He doesn't know what he knows. So who is Snopes? Sorry. Whether he likes it or he doesn't like it, that's the story.
Yeah, he's going to send us the real story.
I don't know. It isn't. How do you know it's the real story? That's
because
the story.
Snopes does their due diligence.
Snopes
he's
is
just
full
reading
of
something off
manure.
Of an email somebody sent you.
No, I'm not. But I will tell you that I have no use for Snopes because they can't prove any more than I can what the deal is. And by the way, why does it make a difference? This is story time.
It's a cool story.
Tell Michael to shut the you-know-what-up.
But I want the truth, and you can't
handle
the truth.
I can handle the truth. He can't prove that what he's got is any stronger or better than what I've got.
Well, can you back up your story?
What do I have? Back up with what? What's he backing it up with? I have a historical perspective.
I want you to back it up with some facts and stories.
What facts?
Yeah,
from
exactly.
What? Facts from where?
Sure
facts from the 11th century? Come on, give me a break. Will you please?
Were you there?
Ridiculous.
There are historical facts.
Yeah, sure there are. Right.
I'm going to look this up.
Yeah, you can look it up all you want to, pal, and you can use the paper to wipe your butt. Steve.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. We're giving you, regardless of what these other clowns who are around me are saying, I'm agreeing with you.
Steve, where did you get your information?
I believe I saw it on the History Channel.
Yeah.
See, I believe the History Channel. I like that.
Yeah. Okay, so you sound foolish.
They would do their due diligence.
You sound foolish.
I don't sound foolish.
Yes, you do.
I sound like I'm doing my homework.
You're just reading
an email, sir.
So what?
You don't know whether you're spewing correct information or not.
Yes, I do.
You could be telling all of us a lie.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I don't care. You're right about that. This is radio. Nobody gets hurt. Shut up.
Oh, my God.
All right, hold on a minute, Steve. Will you please?
All over a dumb clinking glass.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
You're so easy. Watch button A, button B, button A, button B.
You're very proud of yourself, aren't you?
I have fun.
Yeah, of course. Good for you. At the expense of the people who love you and care about you and who are protecting your family.
This is why you love me. I keep you on your toes.
Five games I won this weekend.
You're what?
Five of them. I won all five games.
Yes. Back to we have 30 seconds. The Verizon is going to offer the iPhone, the Apple iPhone, also unlimited iPhone data, apparently. Is that right?
Yeah, it is. And also on the Best Buy story, they're buying back old technology.
Best Buy, right, wants to buy back obsolete technology. How are they going to do that?
Apparently, you can take it up, and depending on how long you've had the object, you can get up to 50% back within 6 months, 40% in 12 months, and 30% in 18 months.
Wow. Sounds like a good deal. More good news from Good Day, 51 past the hour. Richie, shut up.
I think I'm entitled. You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
We'll be right back.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MaineMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
.gov.
Now 53 and change after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Wiki is in Wiki, Wikipedia, or Wiki
right
Wiki
now
leak,
leak, leak. Wiki Ezra.
Wiki leaks. I like Wiki leaks. I'm the guy who says, let there be more. We need more information. Everybody needs to be opened up. Get the can opener out. Open things up. Guess what surprises Disney unveiled at last week's Consumer Electronics Show? Big
what?
News. A lot of.
I'm going to Disney World.
Are you rich?
You're so lucky.
Down there, yeah.
Yeah, you'll be very happily surprised. I think that they're putting a new voice into Daffy Duck. Maybe that's not what it is.
Oh, cool.
I don't know what it is. Alex Goldfain does, however. He's our technology tailor. Now that we've given you the stuff about the Apple iPhone, what else can we find out about it? You bet you'll find out next year
real
on Good
people,
Day.
Real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give after nasal spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
One of the big developments at this year's CES was the announcement of countless tablet devices. Now, an official number was difficult to come by, but given what we saw at the show, I'd bet that more than 100 tablets get released this year alone. And along with that, countless new apps for the tablets were announced. One company announcing tablet apps was Disney. Its series of Disney Book apps for iPhones and iPads come with terrific graphics, great sound, and a high level of interactivity. You can have the app read out loud to your child, or you can set it so that you read to your kids. I can tell you that my kids are eating these apps up on my iPad. Titles include Toy Story 3, Beauty and the Beast, and there's even a Princess Dress-Up virtual sticker book. Give it a try, but don't expect to get your iPad or iPhone back anytime soon. The website is DisneyBookApps.com. I'm Alex Goldfain.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Skybikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
All right, let's figure out if we can get the latest. If you're a big fan of Tostitos, this may be the most important thing you hear all day. Because the Tostitos brand has brought people together, going the extra mile now, or miles, if you will, to do that, bring people together in a much more meaningful way. Let's listen to Bobby Owens now.
During college football's Tostitos BCS National Championship game, Tostitos revealed surprise reunions with U.S. troops and their loved ones. The reunited troops recently played alongside former football greats as part of the Tostitos Connect to Home Bowl in Iraq. Justin Lambeth with Tostitos says this emotional moment inspired the brand to continue offering reunions to its fans this year.
We're on a mission to create more real-world connections in 2011 as part of the Reunite America campaign. Consumers can visit our Facebook page and share personal stories about who they want to reconnect with for a chance to have Tostitos actually make those hopeful reunions happen.
Lambeth says selected reunions will be posted as short videos on its Facebook page.
Whether it's reuniting troops and their families, reconnecting long-lost loves, or bringing together former college roommates, Tostitos fans can watch all of the reunions and share them with friends and family.
For more, log on to Facebook.com/Tostitos. That's Lifestyles from Tostitos.
She's not wrong.
People are focused. You know what a pain you are today? You're an absolute pain. Why don't you just be quiet and stop embarrassing yourself? Anyway, the number of people, as I look around, I've seen a little information on some of the spots that are going to be in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
A lot of very well-known women seem to be prominent in the spots that have been produced already for some of the same people that buy, like that computer, what is it, Day One or something? What's that outfit that only advertises in the Super Bowl? One spot a year, that's it, on the Super Bowl. Anybody remember, is it Day, I think it's Day One. Some kind of...
Yeah,
you'll remember it if you see it. I was trying to remember who some of Denise Richards is doing a spot. Apparently Betty White's back doing another spot.
Oh, good.
But there are a lot of women who are well known. Speaking of that, Gwyneth Paltrow is related to the congresswoman who got shot.
Really?
Apparently, her mother is a cousin to...
Bruce Paltrow's cousin, actually.
Yeah. Not the father.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for getting